The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Lamed Tes Amid Beis, the prohibition of Cholov Akum, the prohibition of milk that is, well, drinking milk that was milked by non-Jews, unless you have Yisrael Agabo, unless you have a Jew supervising the process. What was the concern? Why can't I have milk that was produced by a Gentile? Why do I need a Jew supervising the process? So Chazal tell us the concern was that maybe they'll put some non-kosher milk, they'll mix from a non-kosher milk of a non-kosher animal and mix it in. So that's the concern. So therefore, it's clear. The Mishnah says there's a prohibition of Cholov Akum, we can't drink milk unless the Yisrael is al gabo. So, what about today? People drink what we call not called Yisrael milk. We'll see that we can see there'll be different levels. It's going to be Cholov Akum, which is Usur. There's Cholov Yisrael, which the Jews involved in. And we'll see perhaps there's Cholov Stam, a middle ground. So what's the most lenient approach? That is of the pre-Chadosh. What do you mean? Doesn't he say the Mishnah says it's Asur? So he says, when do we have to be concerned about Cholov Akum? That's only if the non-kosher milk costs less, is cheaper, is less expensive than the kosher milk, or it's very difficult to sell the non-kosher milk. However, or it's difficult to sell the milk in general. However, when the kosher milk is less expensive, so then you don't have to be concerned. They're not going to take expensive non-kosher milk and pour it into regular milk. So that's what the pre-Chadosh Achidosh is, the most lenient view, that if kosher milk is more expensive, then you're right, we have to be concerned. But if kosher milk is less expensive, we don't have to be worried that they're going to mix in, it's not good for business. However, on the other hand, the other sheet is the Chasam Sofer. He holds that no, even though it might make sense, but it's a Dovish Abominion. A Dovish Abominion means, as the Gemara says in Be'ya, Hey Amad Aleph, that once they made a Takana, so you need a Beis Din which is Gadol B'Chacham of Abominion. And since no one ever took away this prohibition, therefore it's still Usur to consume any type of Gentile milk if no one is supervising. So the Chasam Sofer says, in addition to that, perhaps you're even over in Issa, the Cholov Akum is a Din D'Rabbanan, but this is the Chasam Sofer in general. He says that perhaps you violate an Issa D'Raisa. What is Issa D'Raisa? That he says, since the Jewish people accepted this as a neder, so therefore, even if there's no incentive for a non-Jew to trafe up the milk, it's still us. You have the pre-Chadosh who says, as long as the kosher milk is cheaper, so then it's no concern. Or on the other hand, it doesn't make a difference. You have the Chasam Sofer who says, it's usher because it's a Darvish Raminu, we can't change it, or because we took a neder. And then we have a middle approach, the one people in America are very familiar with, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that Rav Moshe's heter isn't the pre-Chadosh's heter. It seems to say even if non-kosher milk is a higher price, it's still a problem. So even though Rav Moshe himself drank Cholov Yisrael, but what does he say? What's his heter? The point is, as long as you're sure that no non-kosher milk was mixed in. In other words, if you have a system, it's like the Mishnah said, you have a Jew standing by. So let's say you live in a government where a person's going to go to jail or be fined, or perhaps other reason, that'd be enough. So we consider this t- to be supervised milk. We don't consider this to be chol of Akum. How do you know? Well, you never know. Even if a Jew's there, it's not 100%. Someone could still sneak in something else. So we see that's all the halakha requires. So therefore, and let's say perhaps a nafkamina would be, let's say someone does a lab test and you could tell the difference whether it comes from a sheep or it comes from a camel or some non-kosher animal. So if you do a lab test and it says this comes from a cow, so then l'chor, according to Rav Moshe, that would be enough. Also, you just have to be sure, or not even 100% sure, but the likelihood, based on different factors, that there was no non-kosher milk put in. And he doesn't, as we said, he doesn't limit it to the fines. There are, you know, other reasons as well. So you have the pre-chadash who says that as long as kosher milk is cheaper, there's no concern. You have the chasim sofer on the other hand, like, no, it's usur. And you have a Moshe, middle ground, he doesn't go for the pre-chadash's head there. He doesn't think that's enough. But he says you have other factors that prevent them from doing it, that's enough. So the question is, what about powdered milk? So, where does powdered milk and chol of Yisrael fit in? So, let's say you have milk from a cow that wasn't supervised, let's say. So if you use, what's the heter? In other words, well, see, no, if you drink milk, so then we'll see if it applies. If you drink milk from a kosher animal, well, that's not supervised. What about milk powder? So that was a famous heter of Rav Svi Pesach Frank, who was the Rav in Yerushalayim. He was chief rabbi and one of the Gedolei Hador. He assumed, like the Chasim Sofer, that you need a Jew, Yisrael Agabo, to permit the milk produced by the non-Jews. And he did not follow the pre-Chadash Shita or Rav Moshe. So then, so why did he say that powdered milk is okay? So he says, based on the following this halacha, that the poskim say that you're allowed to use cheese and butter, even if they came from unsupervised milk. Why could I have cheese and butter? Because the milk of non-kosher species, it makes it very hard. It does. The first step in producing the cheese is to curding. It doesn't curd. And also, it doesn't make it. And apparently it's very unprofitable to make butter from non-kosher milk as well. So therefore, in the days of Chazal, the assumption was that a Gentile would not add milk of a non-kosher species when he's making cheese or butter. And therefore, they were never included in the prohibition of Chalav. Chalav Malka was only included in things which was the normal way of doing it, since during that time, the cheese and butter, it didn't make any sense. It doesn't work. It doesn't come out to be good cheese. So therefore, they were never concerned. Right? So what does that have to do with powdered milk? So Rav Svi Pesach Frank says, why could he compare powdered milk to cheese and butter? So Rav Frank himself knows, he admits there's a big difference between the cheese and the butter and the powdered milk. Because you could powder any type of milk, even from non-kosher animals. But by cheese and butter, you know, that wasn't done. So what's his heter? So he quotes a Ritva in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hayam and Beis, who points out, no, It is similar because technically speaking, you could make cheese from a non-kosher species. It's a very poor quality. And when the milk curds, most of it's going to become whey. So the point being is it's theoretically possible to make cheese or butter from a non-kosher milk. Yet we see we're not concerned about it. One could assume that they're going to use from a kosher animal. And in fact, that's what people who are in the field of kashrus claim, even today. Even in places that making cheese, people, I think, still make it from kosher animals. Dr. Ritva said, it's not going to end well. It's not going to be a good cheese. So the F4 of Sri Pesachrayim claims, so why is cheese and butter good from milk of a kosher animal that's unsupervised? It's not that it can happen, but it's unlikely. So if that's the case, then he says also one can powder from non-kosher milk. There is possibility, but the prohibition of chalav akum was limited to fluid milk, to real milk, and other fluids that were available in the time of Chazal, which could easily be made from non-kosher milk. However, as they say, powdered milk did not exist in the day of Chazal, and therefore the prohibition against chalav akum doesn't apply to milk powder. So therefore, that's the Sri Pesach Frank compares it to cheese and butter, which is both theoretically possible but unlikely, and chalav akum powdered milk wasn't around, so therefore we don't have to worry about it. The Chazon Ish, who was one of the Gedolei Hador, and usually his psak went in Eretz Yisrael, he says there's no difference between powdered milk and milk and fluid milk. He says Tafka only applies to cheese and butter, because he doesn't go for Rav Zvi Pesach Frank's connection. He says it was dafka by cheese and milk, because that you basically can't make from non-kosher milk, but you can have non-kosher milk powder. So it's interesting to note, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, they go with they don't hold from Rav Moshe's Heter, they go with Rav Zvi Pesach Frank's Heter of Chol of Yisrael. So it's interesting, there's a major difference between Haagen-Dazs and Ben and Jerry. Haagen-Dazs ice cream and Ben and Jerry. I think Ben and Jerry have the Hashkacha of the Rabbanut, while Haagen-Dazs, this comes with the OU, because the OU relies on Rav Moshe, and Ben and Jerry, I'm not saying they're relying on it, that's the way they make it. Apparently, Haagen-Dazs is better ice cream. It comes from real milk, while Ben and Jerry is powdered. So therefore, so in Eretz Yisrael, then, if they say you have to have Chol of Yisrael, so I guess the Rabbanut follows with Sri Pesach Frank, that milk powder is different, and therefore you could call a Chol of Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael also, but Haagen-Dazs you can't. And in fact, in Eretz Yisrael as well, as we said, that's the difference between some different hashkachas, that Mahadrin and non-Mahadrin. The regular heksher of non-Chol of Yisrael milk powder, which I think always comes from in the U.S., so regular hashkacha, we use it based on our Sri Pesach Frank. The Mahadrin heksherim will only use pure Chol of Yisrael, like the Chazon Ish. And therefore, what they'll put on the label, I think it says that they have an Aleph Cholav Nochri. In other words, they'll put in Hebrew or English, Gentile milk powder, or Avak Cholav Nochri. So when you're eating Ben and Jerry, you'll know you're only having it according to the three Pesach frank, not according to the Chazon Ish. OUs in America, they work with Rav Moshe, so therefore they gave OU on Haganaz, because Rav Moshe held that we're not concerned they're going to put in non-kosher milk. So that's the major issue. To summarize, we had the Mishnah starts off in Avodah Zarah, how it's prohibited to have non-kosher milk. Meaning, what do you mean non-kosher milk? The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah that if you're not there, if there's no Jew supervising the process, you have to be concerned that they might have mixed non-kosher milk. So the pre-cutter says you only have to be concerned if kosher milk is more expensive. But if it's less expensive, there's no concern. The Chatzin Sofer says it doesn't make a difference. It's a davar shel minyan, and Jewish people took a neder, and that's it. It's even perhaps an issur d'oraisa. And we had the middle ground of Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe writes that as long as he doesn't go with the pre-chadash, but he says, you're confident that based on other factors, be it the government, that's why even Rav Moshe would say, if you're in a third world country, you can't drink milk. It's only in a country where you know the people take the law seriously and they're going to be fined. So then, right, and according to Rav Moshe, as we said, so if you, in theory, and maybe in practice as well, if you did a lab test on the milk and you see that it's 100% cow's milk, then you should be able to eat it. According to others, maybe not. So, maybe not, no. But, so therefore, you have the three sheets. You have the pre-chadash, the most make-o, as long as kosher milk is cheaper. You have the Chasam Sofer, it's a no-go. And you have Rav Moshe, who says it's considered Chol Yisrof if you have other ways of making sure, not 100%, but making sure that nothing was added in. Because it's never 100%. Even if it's used there, they could still sneak into non-kosher milk. So, what about powdered milk? So, like, why should powdered milk be any different than... In fact, powdered milk could be made from non-kosher. It could come from non-kosher animals. So why would powdered milk be any different? So, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, because we know, based on a Ritva, but we know that the post can agree that you can eat cheese and butter, because basically the only way to make it is from a kosher... Even though... You might not have watched the procedure, but you know the only way to make cheese and butter is from kosher animals. So what does it have to do with powdered milk? So, because powdered milk can be made from non-kosher, why would Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank consider it like Chol Yisrael? Because based on the Ritva of Avodah Zarah, Laman Hayamin Beis, that it's not going to make good milk. So Chazal never made a gzeira on that because, number one, it didn't exist. Well, the cheese and milk, they never made a gzeira because it was very unlikely. So too, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, that even though you could get powder from non-kosher milk, he said it was dafka, when Chazal made the takana, they didn't have powdered milk, so therefore you don't have to be worried. And the Chazon Ish says you still have to be worried. And therefore, it's no difference, whatever the standard is by regular milk. So that's why you have in the different hashkachas. On the regular hashkachas, they'll say it's Chol of Yisrael, or they'll sell it. In Israel, then we do Chol of Yisrael, but it'll say Chol of Nochri, or Avak Chol of Nochri. But in the Mahajan, they only use pure Chol of Yisrael. And that's the difference between them. Haganaz, which will only have an OU, because they rely on Rav Moshe. Well, according to Rav Zvi Pesach Frank, based on the Ritva, Ben and Jerry's will have a Rabbanon Heksher because since it comes from powdered milk, so he claims they never made the Gezeirah on that. So that's why you have the different levels of Hashkachas all over, but specifically the Machlokes among, or the different Sheen, let's say a non-Mahadran versus a Mahadran Heksher, one of the differences is about powdered milk or not.